We're in Liverpool at the moment in St. George's Hall, and with us is a chap from a radio station. Can you give us your name and what radio station you're from?
Yeah, sure. My name's Sam Downey. I'm a volunteer presenter from Radio Salam Shalom, and it's a community-based online radio station, and we're based in Bristol, solely to bring Jews and Muslims together to create dialogue. It's the only unique online station in the UK doing this at the moment. We're a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week station, online at salamshalom.org.uk.
What type of dialogues do you get into, and how do people communicate with your radio station?
Well, the dialogues that we create, it's really interesting because there's a lot of shows which actually create these dialogues between different types of presenters. One presenter can be Jewish, one presenter Muslim, and they actually create these really great conversations and dialogues. For example, there's a show called the Abraham Nixus, and they discuss the Quran and lots of different religious views, but from both different sides of the two different religions, and it's really interesting just to hear what they both have to say. We also cover conferences such as intercultural dialogue conferences around the UK. The last one we participated in and covering was one in Bristol. It's a 2-day session, mostly based around the education sector. And there they had lots of different speakers from universities around the world coming in and talking about dialogues from around the world. But it's really great to be here in Liverpool to cover this intercultural conference. And so far, these sessions have been really great here.
Is this your first time to Liverpool?
It's not my first time to Liverpool, personally. I was here, I would say, age 12 or something like that. So I'm now age 33. So, yeah, a long gap. But last time I was here was with a community theatre group called ACTA, and we were part of a huge theatre festival called Red Star Brouhaha, which was put on at Liverpool Playhouse, and also the Unity Theatre. And we performed two shows on each of the stages, and I remember it was really great fun doing that. But yeah, this is my second visit to Liverpool.
How do you find Liverpool's diversity then?
That I don't know, but I'm sort of here today just to learn how diverse Liverpool is, because I mean, when I was age 12, 13, I didn't know much. Now I know a lot. And so I'm going to be asking lots of different questions and finding out a lot about this conference and how diverse Liverpool actually is.
As it's European Dialogue Year, how do you think it's going to affect culture in general? Do you think the media is going to pick up on it, or do you think it's just going to be something that runs in the background?
No, I think the media will pick up on it. I think it's good to let them know where these events take place, and whether the big networks will come and cover these events. I don't know if the BBC have been here, or any ITV or any other news networks have been here to cover this event in Liverpool, but they were in Bristol covering the Intercultural Dialogue conference there. So if they know about it, it's online. There's people here blogging all about the conference, mostly sort of non-stop. So that's one area to get the conference out into the wide world.
To quickly summarise, if people want to get onto your radio station, what is the web address? And also, can people phone up your station internationally, or is it just in your local area?
They certainly can. The website address for the radio station, if listeners, if you want to listen to the radio station, then it's Salam Shalom, which is spelled salamshalom.org.uk. Salam Shalom. If you click on, once you come onto our website, then you can click onto the Contact Us page, and there you'll find all our email addresses and also our phone numbers, so you can phone us up wherever you are around the world and get involved with the station. We're also wanting people to actually get involved with the station, because the station is run by volunteers. So we're looking for presenters, not just from the Bristol area, but from all over the UK and from all over the world via podcasts. So if anyone wants to produce a podcast of their own, they certainly can, and they can send it in to us and we'll broadcast it. The email address, if they want to send it to, is info@salamshalom.org.uk. That address again is info@salamshalom.org.uk. We also now broadcast in video as well, so you can actually see some of our presenters in the studio presenting live. So they'd be able to watch presenters doing it as well.
Thank you for your help.
No problem.